So my time is limited. So in order to entice you to buy a copy, I'm starting to share something from the Haggadah. All proceeds go to Reed's Press. So this is not, I'm not a Nogei Bedover from the perspective of finance. I am a big Nogei Bedover from the perspective of wanting to get this Haggadah out, especially that I printed this Haggadah as a special memory of my sister, Alea Shalom. Chavi was a world-famous personality who passed away, as it's explained here in the Haggadah, on the Seder night last year. Right. After going to the Seder till 2 in the morning, against my wishes, told she should stay in a bed. She almost was in the hospital, long story. So that's why it's an Ilui Neshama. Everyone who looks into the... People look right at first at the side stuff. And they call me, they've read about my sister, they're so uplifted by the personal example that she set, some of which is a little bit of which is presented here. For that reason alone, I'm an Ogei Bedover, people should get this Haggadah before the Seder. You can get it even after the Seder. It's also okay. Pesach is long. Okay, but let's get down to the brief Dvar Torah, which is for those who have peeked in this Haggadah, maybe some of you have seen a little bit. There are some veterans of the Young Israel of Riverdale here, including your own Rav Shlita. And my habit has been all the years to give a drasha in two parts, a halachic part, and then after mincha, a little break, people can clear their heads a little bit, you know, the Rebbech by parsha to parsha, to give what they call an agada part, something a little bit musar, ashkafa, the case may be. So I printed 13 of those as Shabbos agada drashas here at the very beginning. I call it a kuntres dolo dolo, based on the pasuk dolo dolo, which refers to Vayashka Satzon, which I explained to refer to the, every rabbi's responsibility to give of the Be'er Shel Torah to his flock. And I picked one of them. Obviously, when I said it, to be an hour for the first part and 45 minutes for the second part, and they only have 25 minutes now, so you figure that one out. But we'll try to give a little bit brief of both parts. It's called Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, as we know, is something which should take place after it gets dark this coming Monday night. Remarkably, the Chasan Sofer says something which is almost incredible. He seems to say in its Kiddushim, Sochem Tzadi Tesem Et Beis, that's what Tosa says famously, that although we have early Shabbos and early Yontif, not early Pesach. Oh no. V'yochlos abosar balaylo hazeh. Reb Chaim once said, you can make chol at the Shabbos, you cannot make day tonight. That we cannot do. But Laila Hazeh. And Tosha says that Matz is the same. Sipur Yetzias should be the same. Kiddush is even the same according to the Magen Avraham. But the Chasam Sofer, there's a Chidushim, Tzaditesim at base, said, you know what? If necessary, if you're stuck, you can make Kiddush and Tosefes Yom Tov, like on every single Shabbos, and you're marach b'sipur Yagodah till it gets dark, and then you can fulfill the mitzvah salayla, then you can eat the matzah against the Magen Avraham. Okay. But the question becomes, how can that be? How can that be? Matzah is only when it gets dark. Be'erev toklu matzahs. And he says, Tos doesn't help. Tosefes. And the Haggadah is matzah shmatzah marom anochem lefanecha. That's in the Mechilta. That's in the Haggadah. Yochem yibod yom. So how in the world can you start the Haggadah before it gets dark? You want to understand the question? Obvious question. There's a beautiful sefer called the Shita Mekubetzes, Rabbi Gershuni. Given an interesting name. And he asked this question in Pesach on that daf. I want to give the following answer. Two answers here, but we'll only give one. Perhaps we can say as follows. The Tzvei Dinim. Oh, the two Dinim in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Two. They are found in the two Mishnayos in Pesach Pesachim, Kuf Tezayin and Aleph. The first Mishnah says, Maschim Lignosu Messiah B'Shvach, V'dorash Es Parshat Amar Arami Oved Ovi Kula. The second Mishnah says, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Kol Shlo Oma Shlo Shedvorah V'Pesach Kavos V'Elohein, Pesach Matzul Mor, Pesach Zeh, Ramad Zeh, Pesach Apot Yetzir B'Mitzrayim, Ramad Zeh, Pesach Ul Hashem, and on and on. Fine. I'd like to suggest that these two Mishnayos are two separate dinim. The first, according to the Rambam, is even better. The Rambam says that the mitzvah is based upon the pasuk gimel. If you give me a little sitter, I just always like to read from the sitter. Pasuk gimel in Perek Yud Gimel. Many of you said it this morning in Kana Shlichah Bechor. Pasuk gimel reads, Zocha Sayom Azeh Asher Yitzasim Yitzchayim Yibes Avodim Ki Bechozik Yoras Yashav Azeh V'Loi Yachol Chametz. This is pasuk gimel. That is the source, according to the Rambam, Perek Zayin Lecha Aleph, and the Chos Chametz V'Matzah, for the mitzvah of Sip Yitzis Mitzrayim. Pasuk Ches tells us, if the intervening Vav and Zayin talk about matzahs, Ches, V'gat L'minicham Yolayim Babu Zeh, Babu, what's Zeh? Matzah Mar Menach L'Fanech. I propose a Chiddush, that this mitzvah of Haggadah, V'gat L'minicham, can only be done after Tzitzit Kachav. That's the time for the mitzvah of matzah. However, there's an earlier Mishnah. The earlier Mishnah is based on Zochas Hayom as a Pasuk Gimel, no mention yet of matzah, and therefore that can be done perhaps in Tosefes Yom Tov, according to the opinion of the Chasam Sofer. So as long as you get to Rabbi Gamliel Omer after dark, you're in good shape. That's a suggestion. With this, I want to explain a minute which many of you have tomorrow. There are more quotes of minik that tomorrow, Shabbos HaGadol, you say the HaGadol from Avodah Mayinu to the Chakal HaKadol. There are more courses, very similar tough lamin. To be a lot closer to the Vilna Gaon, no, doesn't like it. Why? We say, Yochel Mibod Yom. This is a day before, 2 days before, you can't do that. So the simple answer is, come on Vilna Gaon, have Rachmanis. That's the din, it's only a minute. That's a simple answer. But I wanted to add a little wrinkle. Perhaps there are more, as we say in Yiddish, bavorn the kasha of the grog. He protected himself. Nishmar, they say in modern Hebrew. Why? Why did he stop at the Chabal Kavod Hosein? He already said 90% of the Haggadah. So finish up already. Finish. Why are you stopping right there? So here's my answer. He was worried about the Vilna Gaon's kasha. But that's only as far as the mitzvah of Vigadato. Vigadato begins, Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Before that, if you're Rambam, it's a mitzvah of Zechira. Zochas Yom HaZeh. So we, you know, my Haggadah is 300 some pages. But if you ask me, according to the Rambam, Haggadah is two sides of a page. It starts from Rabbi Gamliel Omer, it ends in Gaul Yisrael. That's the whole Haggadah. Before that, it's called Zechira. It wouldn't sell if you called it a Zechira, David. So it's going to be called the Haggadah. Okay? But that's what comes out. The Zochas is the first part. The second part, it works out very nice. I think it's a very good answer to the Shita of the Rambam. Now, perhaps we can say something remarkable. Remarkable. We know that we have a concept of lechem oni, lechem she'onim olav, devarim harbe. Right? That's what it says. Befeirush. The Rambam seems to say as follows. We all know something very famous in Rambam. B'chol dor v'dor chayav odem laharas es atzma ki luhu ba'atzma yotza ata mishiva Mitzrayim. Not years ago. Now. Right now. Remarkable. In his Nusach HaGadah, he has the word laharas. We have liros. But he doesn't have ata. That means it's his own chiddush ata. It's not in the Nusach of the Haggadah. So what's the possible pshat? I don't have the following chiddush. We are required to imagine liros asatzma. That's our text. That's impossible. The Torah doesn't ask the impossible. It's hard to imagine you left Mitzrayim tonight. You're just not dressed for the occasion. You can possibly imagine that you left Mitzrayim some years back. Not just your ancestors 3,000. You yourself 10 years ago, whenever you left Mitzrayim. So therefore, liros can't be out of this. It's too difficult. Oh. But the Rambam's answer was laharos. Laharos means to demonstrate. You know, people demonstrate in all kinds of ways. Everyone has their own minhagim, but to say that people throw frogs, people, you name it, everyone has their own ways that they get people involved in the Seder. That, laharos, you can say Iliyotza Ata. The Rambam added the word Ata, if you ask me, based on his girsa of laharos. Oh, now we go further than that. So lechem v'sholom v'dvarim harbe, you would say, that's what we do. What do we do? recover the matzahs for the manishtaras, the Kana ben Shovel, and right away every agon, including mine, now you uncover the matzahs. Avodah Mayinu, straight to the end. They cover it, they said, what? But it's basically exposed from Avodah Mayinu to the end. Correct? That's what you all do in your house? I hope so. The Rambam says, unbelievably, in Perek Ches Halacha Dalet of Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah, that you open it at Shulchan. Those days at small tables, took the matzahs, you put them away, far away. And then he says, in Halacha Gimel, Matz Lebignus, Umesayim Bishrach, V'dorish Pashtamami Al-Rabi Kula. Where are the matzahs? Nowhere to be seen. Halacha Dalet. Umachter is a shulchan, it says Rabbi Galil Omer. Pesach is a, that's an incredible Rambam. Where's the Dvarim Arbe? If you look at Perek Zion, he lives Pesach Matzah Mor, Dvarim Elu Kulam Nikru Hagadah. In my opinion, that's it. The whole Hagadah is those three things, Pesach Matzah Mor. That's the Hagadah, the fourth is Zechira. So the Dvarim Arbe is only those three things. For the rest, from the Magad, from Avonah Mayinu, until Kolav Onosenu, which Ram didn't happen to have in his Hagadah, but until about that time, the matzahs were nowhere to be seen. Because that's Pasuk Gimel. They didn't mention matzahs yet. Pasuk Gimel. Before we haven't got the matzah yet. That is what is called the Zechira. No matzahs there. So with the Galil Omer, that is the mitzvah of Hagadah. That's where the matzahs are to be found, must be found in front of you. So therefore, this is a remarkable pshat based upon the Rambam, based upon the Mishnayos, the two separate and distinct mitzvahs. Everyone follow what you said now? You got it? Right, it's clear? There's more to be said about the details of this. It's very possible, I'm just saying, possible, that women are only chayav in Hagodah and not in the Tchiru. The Chinuch said that women are chayav in the midst of Sipur. In fact, the Mitzchah's Chinuch is a Zman Gerama. My answer is, we all know that the three exceptions to this rule. Chanukah, Megillah, and Abakosis. Why? Who knows why? Maybe could we learn Pesachim together? It's been a while. Sha'af and Hoyo, but also Anes. Right? They're involved in this concept of a miracle. The question is, called the Tikkun Rabbanu came to rise a Tikkun. Where the Chazal get this new category of Pesum and Nisim Mitzvahs? There are many, has many characteristics. One, women are chayv. Two, make a special bracha of Sha'os and Nisim, which we say on what? Chanukah and on Purim. What about on Pesach? I assume they don't tell Yotzes in the shul. I'm going to miss it. Yeah. I'll give you a rhyme of Yosef Tuvela. It's a rhyme. Rishon mevarech alayayin. Ve'omek kiddush uzman. So it's Baruch Pragofen. Mechanesh shuv azmanin. Shuv azman azeh. Ve'ena omer neis adayin. He asked the question, where's Sha'os and Nisim? Shetzorach l'omer ba'agodah v'royal l'koflo ayin. My Rebbe would love this line and say it means that Asher Geolano is an expanded Sha'os and Nisim. Expanded Sha'os and Nisim. Wait a minute. That's Arbakosis. Here's the Hagodah. The answer is the two are linked. Because they're both, in my view, the Sefer Chinuch understood that the Kinder writes a ticket. There must be a Torah paradigm for the concept of Pesum and Nisa. What is it? Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. According to the opinion of the Chinuch, it's independent mitzvah. Women are chayiv in it. According to the Rambam, they're chayiv through the back door. In my opinion, it's based upon Ramatam Zedah Pesachul Hashem. Because you don't just have to bring the Korban Pesach. You don't have to just eat the Korban Pesach. You have to speak about the Korban Pesach. That's where it comes in. Women are chayiv in Korban Pesach. Therefore, women are chayiv de facto in Sipa, but not the juror, the potas, it's not the Rama. If you look at the Minachasid on the bottom, he has a kasha. Here it says the only five mitzvahs that the women of Chayav is not the Rama. What are they? Kiddush, Matzah, Korban Pesach, Simcha, and Hakel. But the end of the Sefer mitzvahs, I say, he counts, we have only 60 out of 248. Women are potas from 14 of them, but there's not one of them. At the bottom, Minachachadosh, he has a kasha. The answer is de facto, they're Chayav, because of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. But the juror, they're not, so it's not one of the five. Fine. When we spoke about, we have different terrors about, I don't have time to go into that, but maybe I will even somehow touch it in a minute. What I'm trying to say is, because of this, it's possible women are only chayv in the Haggadah part, The Mishnah Berurah writes, believe it or not, the women have to hear the Haggadah. And if someone's busy in the kitchen, the Mishnah says, make sure she comes in for Rabbi Gamliel alone. What about the rest? So perhaps he held the Potemikah in from the rest, because that's the Zman Garama. The only Chayim in the, what I call the Haggadah, not in the Tzachira. Because the Haggadah is Pirsum Enisa. I don't know what we call Zechal Enes. When we learned Pesachim years back, a suggestion was made that perhaps women are Chayav, answer the Rambam, but not because it's a Zman Garama. Zman Garama, rephrasing. There are only five Zman Garamas that they're Chayav in. They're Chayav here, but it's not Zman Garama. Not Zman Garama, how can that be? It's Event Garama. What's the event? The Rambam's Atta. This past Moshe Shabbos were miracles. Miracles. My son sent me, one of the Rabbanim said, you have to say, Hallel with a bracha, person in the tzidiv. The Bishah said next. I didn't realize, I would have done it. I didn't realize, we didn't see the miracle in real time. When I came up from Shul Moshe Shabbos, they told me my flight's canceled, and the airport's closed, and I can't come to the wedding. But in a few hours, the Kodesh Baruch Hu arranged things. Why? Because the tzidiv said, how every year is only a derabbanan, but the year of the nes is a daraisa, a daraisa. If you look at Emek Brach, it explains for normal the fun of shira chadasha. What kind of shira chadasha? It's an old song. This halal. So the Magen Avraham is magia v'nema past tense. Should be v'nemra, and then no one has that girsa. It's an old song for a new miracle. The miracle happened just tonight. Leo Pesach. The women of Bichayev. Women wouldn't be chayim and halal less once in Shabbos. It's event grub, but that's man grub. So on Pesach night, there's an event. That's why women would be chayim and halal, and be chayim but it's not a man grub. Another possible answer. This is what I wanted to talk about in the Chelek HaHalacha. There's much more. Let's switch a little bit to the Chelek HaGodah, which just begins with Bechol Dor V'Dor Chayim Odom Liros as Atzmi Yotzim Mitzrayim. Where do you find Bechol Dor V'Dor Tanakh? Just had in Purim, Niskarim v'nasim b'chol dor v'dor, right? B'chol dor v'dor, Niskarim v'nasim. Niskarim is the Megillah, nasim is the mitzvah sayom. We have to have every single generation to pass on both the legacy of our words and the legacy of our deeds. I refer to a beautiful letter which I cry whenever I read it by Rav Aaron Lapiansky Shalita. He wrote it about 10 years ago to his son. Explained to his son that, you know, you're going to see me on Pesach wearing a kittel. What's why? It's not Yom Kippur. What am I wearing a kittel for? He explained that every person has two responsibilities in this world. One, to follow the Mitzvah Hashem. Two, to pass the Mesorah on to the next generation. Yom Kippur is Yom Adin for the former. Pesach, we got to the Mincha, is Yom Adin for the latter. How good a job are you doing to pass on to the next generation? And the letter ends very dramatically. So he just starts to cry. He writes it 10 years ago. He says to his son, you see the kittel I'm wearing now? One day, after many, many, many years, I'm going to be buried in this kittel. And I have one thing to ask you. That just as our ancestors, going back to our Sinai, he said 133 generations passed the Masara on to me. You're 134. Please make sure to pass it on to 135. Very dramatic ending to that beautiful letter. It's worthwhile seeing. I think you probably get it somewhere if you know how to surf. I don't know what you call it. It's worthwhile reading. That's what it's all about. But you know, there's a problem called the generation gap. Things get lost from one generation to the other. Rav Hutner has in his Pachad Yitzchak, Milchamal Hashem Amalek Midor Dor. What do you mean Dor Dor? Don't just mean it's for all generations. He tries to get into the generation gap, like a snake. You know, Amalek is like, give him a little gap, he gets in. Disaster. We have to close the gap. There's no gap between father and son, between mother and daughter. It's all one. Amalek cannot get in. Impossible. It's so hard to do that. Everyone knows how hard it is. It's very, very, very hard. So we have to understand that Vigata Levincha Bayam Ulemar, which is a mitzvah halayla, is not just a mitzvah halayla. It's a paradigm for this responsibility that every parent has to pass the Mesorah on to his or her child. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh is a kasha. Vigata Levincha Bayam Ulemar is a contradiction. Why a contradiction? We all know from Rashi, Parshas Yisro, Kosoma le Beis Yaakov v'saga le Bnei Yisrael. For women, Amira Raka. For men, Rav Kashin Kegivin. So the problem is the contradiction within five words. Is it Vigadata Lemur? Either Vigata Lahagadim or Mata Lemur? What's this all about? The answer is it's possible the Gnus, the Messiah, the Shrach. That's his answer. My answer is as follows. You see, in raising children, there can be two extremes. Two extremes. One is pure discipline. I call it the Victorian era. Those of us who remember reading in high school about that era, whether you read Mark Twain, or whether you read Charles Dickens, they used to beat up their kids. It was all about discipline. And you know, you discipline a kid, you beat him up. So then the kid's going to shine. He's going to do exactly what you want. That was then. 21st century, you have something which is the opposite. It's called positive parenting. Don't say no to anything. The word no is taken out of the vocabulary. And the thinking is, this way I have a warm and fuzzy relationship, everything's going to be great. In five words, the Torah says that both extremes are false. False. You have to have your God at the very beginning. You have to draw red lines. There has to be very strict kashrut kegivin with a measure of discipline. But that's not the purpose of chinuch. We call it a prerequisite. You guys went to YU, it was prerequisites, right? But the real chinuch is the lemur, is amira raka, is a woman fuzzy, is a close connection between parent and child. Just have to have some ground rules, otherwise it's total afkeris. Because if you have only discipline, the kid will be good as long as it's under your thumb, and it's going to rebel. If it's only pop, do what you want, it's total afkeris. So it goes on in the world today. This theme is explained so beautifully by Rabbi Volvazal in his classical work, Zmiyel Binyan B'chinuch. He explained, we just David Boni Yerushalayim, Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. You have to have a binyan. An architect makes exact plans. I want to improvise. You can't, the whole building collapses. You can't improvise. The rules. But the tree grows. Matzmiach, the tree grows. So to Hanoch Hanah Pidako. There have to be these original rules that are hard and fast for everybody. You have to keep the Torah. Yeah? And then let every child go his or her own way. Don't try to stunt them. The Vilna Gaon says, if you try to stunt someone who was born in Mazel Madin, instead of becoming a sheikh, a mayel, become a murderer. You can't push them in a new box in which it doesn't belong. So you have to have a measure of discipline at the beginning. We got it to. But the whole essence of chinuch is lemur. There's a book called Off the Derech. Rabbi Shechter called it a Muslim sefer. I read it. She writes, she interviewed many, many people on Off the Derech. Not one of them had a warm relationship with the parents. Not even one. Now, you can't control somebody else. But our main goal in chinuch is to establish that warm relationship. But you can't do it with the original discipline. Where's my source? Open Shmos Rabba to the first page. First page of Shmos Rabba. The Eilu Shmos Rabba says, Esa Mishabonabo. Chazal are critical of the greatest. Avraham Avinu did this with Yishmo. Here's what did this with Esau. Dovid HaMelech. Dovid HaMelech didn't discipline neither Avshalom nor Adonio. It says in the Pasuk, say in the Haftarah. Lo Atzavo of Me'om Olom Olom Olchach HaSisa. He never disciplined Adonio. What happened? He rebelled against him. They end up hating each other, it says in the Medrash. But Yaakov Avinu, he disciplined all of his children. They end up loving each other. It's exactly the opposite. You want to warm and fuzzy in love? A measure of discipline. It's supposed to be a hierarchy. Today's crazy world, there's no hierarchy. Why should this to my parents? What do you mean, why? They're your parents. You have to have keep it out of aim. The Meshach HaKumai says, you sort of call it over kula. It's to have a hierarchy that you listen to what the words of your parents taught you. It's terrible today what goes on. They just completely lost it. Completely lost it. There's no hierarchy. There's no discipline. There's no nothing. Just positive parenting. So, Rabbi, God, I have to tell you about at least one mitzvah. So when my children grew up, Beli and I have four children living here. Okay, four. Beli and I are grateful to Hashem. I spoke to the Shevet brothers how much I'm grateful that this holy town, my children are fighting over us. They all want us to come to this Pesach meal that we have. My first time in Pesach since 1967. When I was here at Pesach, when I was a Talmud Kerem Yavne, the coastal Moravia was in the hands of the Arabs. And we thought it would be in the hands of the Arabs forever. Forever, that was our mindset. by Shavuos, we were at the coast. So when my kid grew up, we had discipline. I want to tell you one story. There were two Averis which had the same punishment. If you either bit somebody, or if you speak bad language. What did we do? I picked the kid up, gave the OU kosher dishwasher liquid, and put it in his mouth. That was my discipline. That's it. Baruch Hashem, my children grew up. Wild kids. Even whatever, some live here, I don't want to mention any names. Baruch Hashem, Hashem blessed us. I want to thank you all for listening to me. I'm running off only because I'm going to a simcha of a close Talmud and make a simcha for his grandson. I wish you all a chakosha v'sameach.
Amen.